Oh crap, I don't know how to start.
This is great. This is great.
Hello everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of Depressed Squad. I'm gonna be joined with Chris. He's gonna be the co-host in like every single episode, so like say hi to Chris.
Hi. Unless something comes up and I'm dead.
Well, let's hope you're not dead, because this is a double podcast. It'd just be weird if I just sit for an hour talking about myself for an hour without anybody else around. That would just be weird. Let me just call up Crystal and be like, yo, Crystal, can you just sit in the voice chat and just listen to me? That'd be
just
greatly appreciated.
Listen to me fucking talking shit for like an hour.
Honestly, I mean, like, dead ass.
She would do it.
She's done it. What?
Yeah, she's done it before.
She sat in a voice chat for hours just listening and just kind of like sending little messages inside the Discord like, oh, okay, interesting. And it's just like...
She won't talk. Like, she won't type or anything sometimes, like when you're talking. So you think she's gone, but no, she'll be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, she's just always there. She's like listening and just like kind of like actually enjoying herself, which I find really weird that anybody would enjoy hearing something I say, because I just generally think I'm like a really boring person. Honestly.
I'll be talking to somebody and I'll be like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't really think they want to hear what I'm talking about, but that's fine. You know?
That pops up in my head so much. I'm just sitting there telling them a story, and then they just kind of start like, I see this look in their face as if it's like they're like kind of like not listening, but in reality they are listening. I'm just like, oh, I feel so awkward. Maybe I should stop talking. But then they're like, why'd you stop talking? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I was confused. Okay. No, it's great. Crystal actually gave us our name for this podcast, and
yes,
that's...
I very appreciate it, because that would have been killing me the entire time trying to find out a name for the podcast.
We would have stayed up all night. I mean, I already did stay up all night, but, like, that's besides the point. Sleep is for the weak. Who needs to sleep anymore?
Yeah. I tried to stay up, kind of just failed, and I didn't wake up until, like, 3 o'clock, and then I tried to wake up again because I was supposed to make food, and then I fell back to sleep until 4.
Good. Good job, Chris. Good job.
Well, I was trying to wake myself up, and I just fell back to sleep, and then I woke up just like, well, this is my life. I'm gonna be staying in bed all day, I guess.
Honestly, that doesn't sound like a crappy life. Just staying inside in your bed all day, away from the world.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too crappy.
Yeah, no, away from, like, all of our problems. Like, that just sounds like a freaking joy. But then again, also, being away from everyone and being alone with your thoughts is also probably not a good thing.
That's not a good thing.
No, my thoughts get real dark real fast.
Yeah, there you go, that's true.
Oh, gosh. So I don't... What?
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I don't know which one I would prefer, to be out with everybody and talking with people, even though that's kind of weird and awkward for me, or be alone with myself, which is also weird and awkward for me. So it's like I don't know which one, you know?
Well, I think that's why people record for YouTube, is to actually talk to people. Like, it's not really talking to people, but it's talking to people. Like, you post a video and people actually come on and listen to you, you know?
Honestly.
And that's why there's people like, what's his name? Scrubs or Scrubby. I don't know if you know who that is.
I don't know.
And he talks, he posts YouTube videos to talk to his fans and tell them stories about his life and what's going on in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people do that just because they're, I guess, lonely and they want to talk to somebody.
Man, I get lonely real fast, too.
Yeah, except I don't have the time, and I don't have, during the day, usually my family's, like, super loud. Of course, today they weren't, because everybody was out, everybody was playing video games by themselves and in their rooms, but usually, when I try to record a video, they start being, like, loud and screaming through the entire house like they're getting fucking stabbed. Like, they do, they honestly do. If every time I'm talking to friends, they scream in the top of their lungs. You can ask every friend that I talk to.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. When I used to live with my dad, and his girlfriend's kids. They were just like so many. It's just, they would just like, I couldn't record a video because I would be interrupted by my dad or by one of the children and just screaming. I'm just like, all right, looks like YouTube's not happening today.
Yeah. Like before, a long time ago, I would write a recording on a piece of paper and tape it to my door, and I go, if I'm recording, do not fucking come in.
Honestly, I started doing that too, but people still came in. I'm just like, do you not know
People
how to
still came
read?
in. I'm like, do you not see the fucking sign? There is a sign that says recording. Do not come in.
Apparently not. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
Fuck, man. Do I need to buy a real sign that says live like they have in the studios?
honestly, just one that like glows and like flickers and like that's
I'm
really
going to Amazon.
bright.
I'm so set up.
Oh, yeah, honestly, wait.
I'm going to go to Amazon right now.
Live studio sign, maybe? I don't know. That just sounds like what it would be called. I could be very, very wrong, but that just sounds accurate, you know?
No, stupid computer. Did not put, I put studio and it put live streaming gear. No. Yeah, don't put light. I'm just gonna put sign.
Just gonna put sign. Oh wait, I found them. Wait, I found them on
Oh, here we
Amazon.
go. One's called On the Air, but that's, I mean, it's pretty close.
Wait, I don't. Wait, what? This looks like a fucking image. What? Oh, okay, I get it now. Okay, this looks like a freaking photo, but it's not. It's fine. Honestly, I'm thriving. I'm waiting for it. I should
Oh,
get
here we
a.
go. I found one. It's red and it says recording with a microphone on it.
Dope. You know, I need to get that. I need to just put that up in my room. Just plaster it throughout the house. Like, yo, this is happening. Go away. Because, like, oh my God, I honestly, that's one of my biggest pet peeves is when I'm trying to record and I specifically tell people that I'm trying to record and they specifically come into the room where I'm recording and interrupt me. And I'm just like, I literally told you I was recording. Why the hell are you in here bothering me right now? It's just like, oh my God. There was a few nights ago, there was a stream that I did, and my fucking mom walked into my room and would not leave for like 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, it looks like I'm ending the stream because she's sitting there talking off a storm with on her phone. And I'm just like, oh my God, can I not like do anything with my life? But that really annoyed me. Like, whew, I was fired up about that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I found one that's like, it's a little, what's, okay, can we go back to green? $30 for this one thing.
Jeez, I would not spend that much money on a recording sign. I mean, honestly, if I had the money and like I really was getting bothered by the people, I would probably, to be honest. But like right now, nobody's home right now, and I don't know when they're gonna get home. So that's why I'm just like trying to like record this podcast before they get home because who knows how loud they're gonna be when they actually get here. Well, that's
Yeah.
never good. Which I was supposed to go to the bank today, right, Chris? Guess what I didn't do. Go to the
What'd
bank
you not
today.
do? You didn't go to the bank today?
No, I just, oh my God. So I stayed up all night because I was afraid it was going to be something early in the morning, and I ended up not going at all. Oh, I am.
That's pretty upset to hear. Like, why did you not go to the bank today?
I don't know. I really don't know. I was just chilling out, and my brother was supposed to take me before he goes to work. He had to go to work at, you know, he had to be at work by 3. So then I was just kind of laying there chilling out, and then before I realized it, it was like 2:40 p.m. and my brother was leaving for work. I'm like, weren't we supposed to go to the bank? And he said, and just kind of walked away. And I was like, okay, great, awesome.
Yo, awesome.
Guess I'm not going to the
Time
bank today.
flies.
So like, I need to go to the bank because like I have money waiting in my PayPal account that I cannot access right now because my PayPal's account, like, you need a bank to access this money. Have fun. And I'm just like,
Fuck
I.
you. Yeah, that's what was happening to me and Nick. He would use his PayPal account, and he couldn't access the money because he didn't have a credit card or bank. So he used my PayPal account for the time being, because I had a job and I had a bank and I had a card, so I can access the money easily on my PayPal account.
Yeah.
So I would just send him the money. Well,
See.
now that he has his sister's credit card and his own PayPal account, he's gonna use that instead of mine.
I mean, finally he figured that ish out. Now you don't have to worry about sending his money
That's, I
over.
mean, that is true. I don't have to say, but it was kind of like I felt kind of
Important.
important because I was part of the, team. I mean, I'm still part of the team because I'm mod, but like.
Yeah, you're still a part of the team, like real close part of the team. But no, so maybe we should like actually like talk about what we're gonna be doing on this podcast because we just kind of started talking and I have no idea how long we've been recording for because it's not telling me.
Yeah, we're gonna get done. It's gonna be like 2 hours and be like, fuck. We did not mean to record for this long. It's gonna take like 30 minutes to fucking upload to
Nah, it's
YouTube.
fine. Don't you worry about that. I have over 100 megabytes per second. Don't you worry about that. I can upload a 30-minute video in 2 seconds. Don't even worry about it. I got this. It'll be fine, hopefully. As long as my Wi-Fi doesn't die on me. But no, for this podcast, basically what me and Chris were thinking about is we're gonna release an episode every Tuesday and Thursday. And maybe some like special whatever, like an episode we release on special. Like maybe we'll release a Christmas special this year. That'll be fun, right? Wait, actually, I think Christmas is on a Tuesday or Thursday this year too, so actually it'll like work out.
I'm gonna check that now.
I'm looking it up too. When is Christmas? It's Wednesday. Okay, well,
What we can record it that day. I mean, no,
just.
actually, I don't think so because I actually no wait. I'm never mind. Chili's is closed on Christmas.
I
We can
was
do that.
about to say, I'm pretty sure Chili's is closed on Christmas.
I'm pretty sure Chili's is closed on Christmas, but it's gonna be hard doing it on Christmas just because it's a family day.
Which is exactly what I was thinking that we would record it before actual Christmas,
We can
like.
probably record it on, on the 24th or the 26th.
Well, why would we record it after Christmas?
Whoa, no, wait. We can record it on the 24th, and then we can post it on Christmas.
Yeah, or we could record it on like the 22nd or 23rd, whatever day
That's
you're
true, and then we can
free.
plan it for Christmas. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. That's months away, but right
That is
now,
definitely a month away.
so we're gonna try to not be like really extra and like record the day of as much. I mean, we're recording the day of today, but that's besides the point.
That's what I'm
Yeah, so we're gonna figure out the schedule, but the episodes are gonna be released every Tuesday and Thursday unless something special happens, like Christmas or some special holiday, like Valentine's Day. That'll be a fun depressed podcast to talk about. Single life.
Yeah.
No.
That'll be a fun day for you to talk about.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. That's too depressing. That's for episode two. Episode one.
Episode two. This is just like a pilot episode to see how good we do on this episode.
Yeah, no, this is just like so this is happening. Is it gonna work out? We don't know type thing.
I mean, we can record this entire episode and the sound will go out.
Oh my God, I would kill myself. Actually, I would. Oh my God, now I'm worried. Wait, hold up. Okay, it shows that both audios are like working, like they're in the green, so like that's good right now,
Okay.
but I don't know. That's a little scary. But no, so we're gonna be basically talking about our lives throughout this podcast, just like real shit, like give you guys some real talk or whatever about life because life is strange. I know
Yeah.
that's a game title, which I'm actually playing that game now. I know I'm like several years late, but that's besides the point. Life is strange. Like, there's a lot of ups and downs that you'll go through, and even though you may be going through like a really dark patch in your life, and you may feel like you have nothing left in your life anymore, but like that's not the truth. Like, I've been through that. Chris has been through that, and we're still here. And
I'm still going through
well, I mean, so am I, but we're trying to be optimists right now, Chris.
Yeah.
But no, like. My point is, like, you're gonna go through rough patches throughout your life, and like, that's just the real shit. Like, it's gonna be
Yeah.
a like, no life is easy unless you're a fucking millionaire. Even then, it's probably not even easy. But no,
I mean, I know people that I used to know people that are like, not rich, like billionaires, but they used to be, top of the line. Kind of, they bought brand new stuff. Then, like me, I go to a pawn shop to buy a fucking laptop or a gaming computer. I mean, really, mine got built by a person that works by himself. So I mean, it works fine. It works great, actually. I just got it upgraded like not that long ago. But I'm the kind of person that goes to a pawn shop to buy a TV. I don't go to Walmart and buy a $600 TV. I go to a pawn shop and buy that same TV for like $100. But I knew friends that went to Walmart and bought a TV brand new for like $600.
Yeah.
And their life was still miserable. Like, he had great things in his life, and he just, his life was still miserable just because, just some things in his life.
Yeah, I mean,
right now, he's in college, he's
thriving.
Graphic design, he's doing great.
No, but like, I mean, basically, what me and Chris are trying to say, without, you know, floating around it so much, is friends are important to have in your life. Like, they'll help you through a lot of shit, but also, like, you're gonna lose friends throughout your life too. Like, the people you may think you're gonna be friends with for the rest of your life may not be the case anymore. I've gone through a lot of those recently, but that's just how life is. And to tell you the truth, guys, you just need to keep on moving on. And it may be dark, it may seem dark now, but you'll find the light soon, and once you find it, go for it. And that's just the truth. Like, that's basically what we're gonna be talking about in these podcasts, is just some, like, real stuff. Like, we're not gonna, like, try to sugarcoat life for people, because, I mean, I'm 18, he's 20, like, we haven't lived a long life, but we've lived through, you know, the lives that people think are the most stressful and most annoying or whatever, because, you know, high school, middle school, like, all that bullying stuff that happened in school. Like, yeah, sure, that shit sucks, but
especially me, I got fucking not bullied like in kid, like in TV you see kids getting like punched in the face and stuff like that. I just got picked on because just size and voice and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I got picked on a lot throughout school too. But you know, I didn't let the negativity over, like, I mean, it at the beginning it was hard, but like the negativity, eventually I was able to take partial control over it. Like, I don't have full control over it, like, let me tell you, negativity still takes over, but like I have better control over it now than I did then, which is honestly really good. But like, I feel like the main reason why I've gotten so much better with that is because I've been doing YouTube, and you know, you get hate comments on YouTube. I'm also a staff member on a Minecraft server, and well, there are a bunch of 9-year-olds that think that they are better than everyone else, and they will try to say the rudest things when you just can't help but laugh because they think they're being funny and that they're being offensive, when in reality I'm just sitting here laughing up a storm. It's just like, oh, I'm stupid, cool, awesome, great, you're like 5 years old, and all right, yeah. Cool. But no, life is just life, so just live every day to the fullest, because you never know when it's gonna be your last, because, especially with the Amazon rainforest fire right now, like, that shit, wow, that's something else.
You just gotta find the good friends, like, the friends that will stick with you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nikki Boy is sticking with me. What, 3 years, almost 3 years now? Sticking with me. And I have still friends that I've been friends with for almost 4 or 5 years now. I don't really talk to them that much, but I still talk to them and I still hang out with them.
Yeah.
And you just gotta find the good friends. You gotta have the good friends that actually listen to you when you talk, and try to help you out and stuff like that.
I mean, I've found some of those, but, like, they're slowly drifting away right now, which really sucks. But one of them is also, like, still, like, really close to me, which is great. I've been best friends with her since 8th grade, and, like, you know, we're still, like, really close friends. I mean, we don't, like, hang out as much as we used to, but, like, when we do, it's so much fun. But my other friend that I've been with, we've been friends with since 7th grade, you know, she went away to college, and, you know, just a lot of shit happened in high school that she did that I didn't know about, that was happening under my nose, that was affecting my other friends. It was a whole thing. Maybe I'll tell that story another time, but not gonna say that story right now because I'm still a little shook about it, because, like, I can't believe all of that was happening right under my nose. But, like, it's fine, it's good, I'm thriving, it's fine. I don't know. It's just, you got to find those people in your life that will that'll stick with you, like Chris was saying. And that's the truth. Wow. I feel like we said something good today. That was, yeah. I feel...
Even though press squad. We said something good.
Well, I mean, we said something good, but it was pretty depressing at the same time.
If you're in high school, when I was in high school, all I did, if you don't really have that much friends. Like, I didn't have that much friends. Well, I did, but I was just that kind of kid that just went to class and just didn't really hang out. Yeah, I had 6 minutes, but I don't know. I put on my headphones. I would listen to music every single day in high school. At lunch, I mean, I had friends at lunch, but sometimes they would be homesick, or they would be doing something else in the class. Because in my school, you can either go to lunch or you could go back. You stay in a class and do some work and stuff like that. And so I was just, you know, kind of alone during lunch. So I just listened to music. I just got my Beats headphones from the pawn shop. Yes, did not buy them brand new. They still worked great. So I got them. I just listened to music all day. People would tap my shoulder and ask my age, and I just put my music back on. I just blast music through high school. I didn't really care, talk to people in the hallway and stuff like that.
That's another really good thing, is just music in general. Music will help you through a lot of things.
Yeah, music will help you just, you know, help you. It'll help you do your schoolwork better. Music will help you do your schoolwork.
I mean,
I know it helps me a lot. Like, I would struggle and just listen to music and just get through the class.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily something that can, like, help, that'll help everyone, but for the most part, like, it's helped a lot of people that I know. It's helped me. It's helped Chris. Like, music just helps people focus, because, like, if you put music in, like, it could be, like, instrumental music, or just some, like, regular old-fashioned, like, you know, classic music, or just, like, you know, current pop hits or whatever, like, you have that in your ear. So, like, if you just, like, concentrate on the beat and not necessarily the words, you'll just feel, like, focused, and you won't, like, hear the distractions that are happening around you or you know, that are happening around you, because music just helps you get into a zone of being focused. At least that's what it does for me. I don't know if I can say, I can't say that for everyone, but for the most part, people that I know, a lot of my friends, that's just what it does for them. And if you aren't listening to music to do your work or just to, you know, relax, like, I you should try it. I mean, what's the worst that happens? It doesn't work? Okay, move on then. But, like, if it does work, it's life-changing, like, actually life-changing. Music has helped me through so much shit that is, like, really affected me. Like, it helped me through a lot of, like, depressing times. It helped me through a lot of, like, really overwhelming times, and, you know, it helped with my anxiety, helped with my stress. So, like, I 100% would recommend you to just take a moment, listen to music, maybe listen to meditation music, you know, just do some yoga or something. Like, just have some time for yourself, like, just relax for a moment, because in this fast-paced world, we just need to take a moment and just pause and just, you know, take care of ourselves, take care of our well-being, and, like, really focus on ourselves, you know, work out, eat right. I know, like, that's, like, hard to do, and, like, that's what people say all the time, like, you know, eat right and work out, but, like, honestly, I've done that, you know, semi-recently, and it's actually, like, really helped with a lot of, like, issues, like, anxiety and stuff. Just, like, sitting out, you know, just relaxing, not necessarily just, you know, working out in general, but, like, listening to music also is very relaxing. I mean, it's, like, it's not exercise, like, physical exercise, but it's mental exercise, which is a really, really helpful thing for a lot of people, because in this world, there's just so much shit going on, and you just can't, like, you know, you can't, sometimes you just can't keep up with everything, and if you just, you know, take those short pauses and those short breaks in life, and just, you know, breathe, and just be in the moment, like, live in the moment, it'll make a huge difference on everything. And that's the honest truth. Like, life may suck, it may seem like it sucks, it may seem like it's never gonna get better, but it's not gonna get better if you don't put the effort forth to actually make your life better, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean, and I mean, a lot of people don't like this game, but I don't really like it that much, but I kind of do. It gets me. I have friends at work that play it, and I have my family that plays it. We all go out, and it's really a family thing. Like, we all bond and trade with it. I don't know. It's called Pokemon Go. I'm not a huge Pokemon fan, but I am kind of I used to be a Pokemon fan back in the day. I don't really play it as much, but it's the kind of thing where you could just make friends easily.
Like,
I mean, at work, I didn't talk to this person. I mean, he's my manager. I don't really think you should make a friendship with a manager, but
here you are sitting in a phone call with the manager at Essenton Up.
Anyways, this is a manager at a restaurant, okay?
Same positions.
He doesn't like to make friends with people. I mean, he makes friends, but, like, me and him, ever since he started playing this game, and I knew that he'd play this game, and he knew I play this game, we talk a lot more now, and we just hang out a lot more, because we have something to talk about.
Yeah, finding that common thing with other people can really help, you know, develop friendships, especially if you're like me, where it's really hard for you to, like, you know, make friends. Like, if you just, like, find something that you're really into and that someone else is really into, you already have something to bond over, and it's a really good conversation starter. So, like, I suggest, like, I don't know, playing some video games, like, play some different games, because playing video games can also be really relaxing, but it also helps you meet new people. I mean, I've met so many people with fucking Minecraft, which I know sounds, like, really weird, because, like, Minecraft is, like, a really, like, child's game, but, like, honestly, Minecraft has helped me, like, meet a lot of, like, really cool people, and also, it's just, like, relaxing, because it's, like, gives you a sense of nostalgia from, like, back in the day, like, 2012 or whatever, like, you know, playing Minecraft on the Xbox 360, you know, like, real classic, or playing Minecraft, you know, 1.6 or whatever, like, just, like, real classic Minecraft. It just, like, it gives that sense of nostalgia, and you just feel, you know, I don't want to say free, but pretty free. Like, I don't know, just, like, the music that, you know, just the classical music on Minecraft, you know, just, like, you know, the sound of, like, breaking blocks and stuff. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, just playing, like, regular vanilla Minecraft can just be really relaxing in a sense. And I just suggest, like, in general, just, like, find a game that you can genuinely, like, that you would genuinely like, and you'd be able to start a conversation with, and you would be able to meet a lot of people through it. I've met numerous amount of people through freaking Minecraft, and I never thought I would have some really close friends because of Minecraft, and I do. And that's just awesome. So, like, mm-hmm. You know, Chris is right. Like, find a game that you genuinely enjoy, and you can just, like, start conversations with people. And, you know, having friends in your life is really, really helpful, because, you know, sure, friends aren't, like, permanent, because, you know, friends come and go, but the few that are there permanently are gonna be some of the people you meet through the weirdest things. Like, it's, I don't know, I don't really know how to describe it. It's just, like, do you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And yeah. It's like, I mean, I've seen people make friends through Fortnite. You know, I don't really like Fortnite at all. I don't play it. I used to play it, like, a couple games, but I just didn't like it at all. I didn't want to play it. I didn't continue playing it. I installed it and just never played it. And, I mean, I have a couple friends that play Fortnite. I don't hate them for playing the game. I just, you know, there are people out there that will hate you for playing Fortnite or hate you for playing Minecraft. Like, there's this whole thing about Ninja he created a poll online saying, why do you guys like playing Minecraft? And he, like, totally hates Minecraft. And you think, like, every YouTuber is now playing Minecraft because of views and stuff like that. And it's a really cool game. I mean, ever since PewDiePie started playing it, you would see every YouTuber playing it now.
Yeah, I know,
except the ones that have been playing Minecraft even before PewDiePie played it. They would play it all the time. I've followed a couple of those YouTubers. But Ninja's on the thing where Minecraft just completely sucks. Like, Minecraft's a shitty game to him. And you don't really have to hate on that person because, I mean, I don't really like Ninja anyways. But I don't understand why people hate on people because they play a certain game.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, like, honestly, I agree 100% with you, Chris. Like, how are you going to hate on a person for playing a game that they genuinely enjoy, that brings them joy, when they aren't hating on you for a game that genuinely brings you joy? So it just doesn't make any sense. Like, if you don't want to be hated on for a game you're playing, then why the hell are you hating on other people for games they're playing? It just doesn't make any sense.
Or a good example is if you play Minecraft, the server that you play or your staff on, people start hating on you and telling you that you're shit for being staff on that server. For example, Mineheight. Genji being senior mod on Mineheight. Mineheight's a really cool server, I guess, but it's just, you know, it's just going downhill. Even when Luke had it was still going downhill, but it was kind of better than it is right now. Yes, it has a lot of players, and yes, they don't have much money because they took away the credits on the plugins, which was a horrible idea, but anyways, that's just my opinion. Anyways, Jinji gets a lot of hate for being stuff on Mine Hut and Tank and the Ventu and
Seppi. No, just in general. Everybody, just in
just
general.
Just in general, the staff on Mine Hut just get bullied because they're staff on a kind of a. It's not really a shitty server, but it's going. It's turning into a server right now.
It's not like, it's not, okay, it's not like the server itself is turning shitty, it's the community that's going downhill. It's the community
and, like, just, I guess, Trent didn't really see so many people joining at once. Like, legit, it was, Benny posted the, what, 2,500 player mark, and then it went to 5,000, like, instantly.
Yeah, no, like, Minehut has been growing so rapidly, and it's just, it's incredible, but also, like, it's also bringing a lot of, like, negative people into the server, and, like, I've been trying my hardest to just get negativity out of my life, because that's, like, a really, like, important thing that you should just, like, get out of your life as quickly as possible, because negativity is just gonna, like, drag you down, and it's just gonna make your life miserable, and if you can just find what's causing the negativity and you can get rid of it, then I 100% suggest you trying to figure out how to do that, because negativity is, it doesn't seem like a big thing at first, but honestly, it can have a huge effect on people overall.
Yeah, it can have a huge effect on people. Mm-hmm. Somebody could take it the wrong way, and it just turns into that person hates you now because then that stuff you're saying is mm-hmm. bad. Like, I don't really like this person anymore because of the stuff he's saying.
And people just in chat just ask the weirdest things. Like, this person literally just asked me, can you be my dad?
So many people, like, before when Benny announced the 2,500 player mark, there was, like, 3, maybe 4 or 5 pages of servers. Now there's 26.
Don't remind me.
That's why Minehut's dying, is because it just... everybody's trying to create a server at once, and Minehut's not ready for that.
Like, they knew that it was going to be a rapid growth, because it just seems like that kind of thing that's going to happen, because, like, it's a free server host. Like, it's going to be rapid growth. Once people start to, you know, share the name or whatever, it's going to grow rapidly.
They should add the credits back to the plugins. Like, some plugins need to be paid for credits.
See, that's, like, a really, what's the word I'm looking for? That's, like, a... That's a really weird topic to talk about, because, like, there's a lot of people that hate the fact that we had to pay for plugins, that free plugins in general, and then there are people that love the fact that we had to pay for free plugins because they could make better servers.
I first did that, and people would try to get Minehut shut down because of the credits thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not following the ELA, and they're just, like... people just hated it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it made Minehut money, and it made it bigger and get more RAM on the server. And now that they're, I mean, how are they making their money? I mean, I guess they're making money like one way, but they're not making money off credits anymore. People are not buying credits. People are still buying credits, but that's because of RAM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just because somebody buys a bunch of credits, and that's just one time. And then Minehut's not making any more money because people are not buying credit.
But, you know, Minehut's Minehut, Minecraft's Minecraft. Let's move on from that, because not everybody listening to the podcast knows what Minehut is.
Yeah, knows about Minehut, or, yeah.
But, no, basically what I'm trying to say, like, using Minehut is negativity in life and just people that are trying to take you down and ruin you because of certain things that you do or say. So, like, basically that happens on Minehut with a lot of the staff members, is that they the players criticize them for things they do and or say, and that's just going to be a thing that happens in real life in general. People are going to criticize you for things you do, for things you say, or for people you support. Like, you're just, it's going to be criticism all around, but it's the way you let it affect you that actually has the impact. Because if you don't let it affect you in a negative way, it won't be a negative impact on you. So that's just, like, kind of how people need to look at life. Because, like, yeah, sure, shit sucks, fucking life sucks, like, that's just how it is. But you can make your life better if you take the negativity and don't let it negatively affect you, and just use it in a way of constructive criticism. Like, not everybody's giving you a constructive criticism, but they're going to say something negative. And if you want, or if you can, you can turn that into constructive criticism for yourself, or you can just kind of move it along and just don't let it impact you. Like, you know, just choose, pick and choose what you let actually come into you and like actually affect you, because you have control over that. It may not seem like you have control over it, but trust me, you do. I used to think I never had control over it, but I eventually learned, you know, there is a way to do it, and you should try to learn the way, try to learn how to do it. It's not like a skill that you need to learn. It's just kind of like a thing you just need to understand, because negativity only affects you if you let it affect you, is what I'm trying to say. And that's kind of how Mindhood helped, because, you know, negative stuff happens to the staff team and stuff. So that's the connection to real life. So it doesn't just sound like we just went on a ram about a rant about Minecraft and Minehut. But no, it's just, you know, surround yourself in good communities and surround yourself with people that are giving you positive feedback and constructive criticism, and get rid of the negativity. Get rid of the people that are just bringing negativity onto your life, because you don't need them. If they're just there to ruin you or criticize you, then get rid of them. Like, I don't understand why you're letting them stay in your life and criticize you. Which, I mean, I have people in my life that are still criticizing me, that I haven't gotten rid of. But it's not a fact that I can't get rid of them. It's a fact that I don't want to lose a friend type thing. And like, that's like a really scary thing, is losing a friend, because it's honestly one of the most terrifying things, and it sucks. It really sucks when you lose a friend. But it's just something that, you know, happens eventually, and it's just a matter of when you can actually, like, once you get rid of the negativity and the people that are causing negativity out of your life is going to be a lot better. And that's just the truth. So I suggest trying to figure out who's just bringing negativity into your life, and try to figure out why they're bringing the negativity. And if you can, you know, talk to them about it and try to get them to stop. And if they don't stop, then you don't need that in your life. You don't need that negativity in your life, and just kind of leave them type thing. But I mean, like, I get, like, sometimes it's family that's bringing negativity into your life. You can't really get rid of family, but it's just something that you're gonna kind of have to, like, figure out how to avoid and comprehend. Like, family is family. There's gonna be negativity from family. That's just how family is. But it's just like, you just need to realize that no matter how much negativity they're saying or mean things they're saying to you, deep down they're your family, and they actually do care about you and genuinely love you, and they don't want you to kill yourself or do something stupid. So just think before you do. I know that's like a really common thing that people say, but like, it's genuinely a fact. Think before you do, because I've almost done some things that I would regret if I hadn't thought about it first. So that is my suggestion, and that's, you know, pretty much what the main thing that we're gonna leave off this podcast with is: think before you do, and get rid of the negativity in your life, because you don't need that.
Yes, think before you do. It's a great thing, because I've done so many things about not thinking. Like, I didn't think before I did it, and then I regret it because I didn't think about it, and I did it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I know you may not see it from like the first perspective, but if you just take a step back and actually think about what you're about to do, you will see the different outcomes. You will understand the different outcomes. You will see how this could go wrong or how this could go right. And I mean, it's obvious, but do the things that have an outcome that would go right. If it has an outcome that's gonna go negative, then I don't suggest doing it, because if you're putting out negativity, negativity is just gonna come back at you. And it's really not. So that's what we're gonna leave you guys off with this podcast, is think before you do and try to get rid of the negativity in your life, because you don't need that shit. You really don't.
Yeah, you don't
And
need it at all.
I am so glad about it in this podcast, because my family just got home. So thank you all so much for tuning in today's podcast. You guys can follow us on Twitter if you guys want to. It's at Squad Depressed, capital S, capital D. And we will see you all next episode.
Bye.